Hello everyone, welcome to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Today, we are heading into the 8th episode of the podcast with a gap of a week due to technical reasons as a result of adverse weather conditions. So before we go ahead, let us begin with a beautiful thought. Time is the wisest counselor of all. Often, we stress about what can happen the next minute. We often have some unanswered questions within us, for which we get the answers eventually. As we all know, time waits for none, but everything makes sense one day if we give the required time. The emotional drain, the setbacks, tiredness, and confusion will make perfect sense as the time flows. Everything will happen to you suddenly, and you feel like all your prayers are being answered. Believe in the flow of time. If we take care of the present time we have, the future will take care of itself. That's the power of time. You're not in a race. You have your own pace and enjoy the path as you enjoy the destiny. On that note, let us begin the episode with a wonderful kriti by Muthuswami Dikshidhar on Lord Krishna of Guruvayur, also known as Guruvayurappan, Shri Krishna Bhajamanasa Satatam in Raga Thodi, set to Aditala, which is a Tala of 8 beats. This composition is set to Aditala of 16 beats, where each beat is repeated twice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is Aditala, a tala of 8 beats. Here, each beat is repeated twice to make it as 16 beats. So 2 into 8, 16 beats. The deity of the composition, Guruvayurappan, resides in Guruvayur temple, located in the temple town of Guruvayur in Kerala. A deity is a form of Lord Vishnu with 4 arms, Chaturbhuja, who is worshipped as Bala Gopala, popularly known as Guruvayur Unnikrishnan. According to Guru Pavanapura Mahatmyam of Narada Purana, it is said that the idol of Guruvayur Unnikrishnan was worshipped by Krishna, one of the avatars of Mahavishnu. According to the Purana, King Parikshit, who is the son of Abhimanyu and grandson of the warrior Arjuna, died of a bite by the snake called Takshaka due to a curse from a sage son, Shrijan, which fell upon him when Parikshit disturbed the penance of the sage Shamika, seeking for water to beat his thirst. Parikshit is regarded as a scholarly king who follows the dharmic way of leading the kingdom. At the onset of Kali Yuga, after the Mahapralaya of Dwapara Yuga, once Parikshit wanted to check the welfare of people in his kingdom by mingling with them like a normal public. He met the demon of the Yuga called Kali Purusha on his way. Kali asked Parikshit's permission to enter his kingdom, which he denied. Kali further insisted, due to which Parikshit allowed Kali to reside only in 5 places where there is gambling, cheating, prostitution, alcohol consumption, and greed for gold and money. Due to the effect of seeing the demon, Parikshit's thoughts got impaired, which resulted in the curse of dying in 7 days by a bite of a snake when Parikshit threw a dead snake around sage Shamika's neck due to anger. According to Kalki Purana, Kali is described to have the color of charcoal, dressed like a king with a dog-like face and large tongue, who beats the cow and ox with a kudgeon. The ox and the cow are the embodiments of Dharma and Mother Earth. The 4 arms of the ox represents cleanliness, honesty, mercy, and severity of manners and attitude. After the Dwapara Yuga, when Lord Krishna raised to his original abode Vaikuntha, all the wealth and success left the world. After Parikshit's death due to the curse, Kali made his presence in other places as well, apart from the mentioned 5 places, to spread his dark rule throughout the entire world. Janamejayan, who is the successor of Parikshit, wanted to take revenge for his father's death by killing all the snakes including Takshaka. To avenge the same, he conducted the Sarpastra Yajna to sacrifice snakes, because of which many innocent snakes died in the fire. Failing to kill Takshaka as he had consumed the Amrit from the churning of the ocean, Janamejayan suffered from leprosy for performing such a cruel act on innocent lives. At this time, sage Atreya asked him to worship Guru Ayurappan. At the beginning of Padmakalpa, when Lord Narayana appeared before Lord Brahma, Brahma told him that he and his creation should attain mukti without the vicious cycle of karma. Lord Narayana created an idol of himself and gave it to Lord Brahma for worshipping. In the Varaha Kalpa, Brahma gave the same idol to the sage Sutapas and wife Prisni as they were worshipping Lord Narayana to bless them with a child. Moved by the deepest bhakti, Lord Narayana appeared before them and said that he would be born as their son in the three successive births. As blessed, in the Satya Yuga, Lord Narayana was born as Prisni Garbha to Sutapas and Prisni and established the importance of Brahmacharya in that birth. Later, in the Treta Yuga, Sutapas and Prisni were reborn as Kashyapa and Aditi, for whom he was born as Vamana. In the Dwapara Yuga, he was born as Lord Krishna to Devaki and Vasudeva. After the death of Krishna's parents, he took the idol to Dwaraka, where he had his kingdom and worshipped daily. During the end of Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna had to get back to his original abode, he called his disciple Uddhava and informed him that Dwaraka would go under the sea due to heavy tsunami, as cursed by Gandhari after losing all her 100 sons in the battle of Mahabharata. He also asked Uddhava that the idol would alone remain undestroyed in the Pralaya and asked him to give the same to Brihaspati. As Krishna forecasted, Dwaraka was completely under the sea due to tsunami and the idol was floating on the sea water. Since Brihaspati could not get the idol due to the nature of the destruction, he summoned Vayu, who took the help of the sea god Varuna, created huge waves for the idol to float near Brihaspati. After getting the idol, Brihaspati had no clue where to install the idol. Sage Parashurama appeared before him and asked to install at a correct location in the Bhargava Kshetra, which he created with his axe. As instructed, Brihaspati and Vayu searched for an apt location when they saw Lord Shiva and Parvati performing Ananda Tandavam. Brihaspati worshipped the divine couple and requested them to show the location for installing the idol. Lord Shiva, who waited for their arrival, told them that the location for installing the idol was the place where they were dancing. He also mentioned that the idol should be installed by Brihaspati and Vayu, and this place would be called Guruvayur, referring to Guru, also called as Brihaspati, and Vayu, since the idol was installed by them. The temple was then constructed by Vishwakarma, who is the divine architect. Guru and Vayu installed the idol, performing all the required rituals, and Lord Shiva and Parvati, along with their children, appeared as a Swayambhulinga located at Mammiyur. The idol in the Guruvayur temple was named Guruvayurappan, meaning the Lord of Guruvayur. This place is also called as Bhuloka Vaikunta, and the Guruvayur Yatra is said to be complete only after worshipping the Swayambhulinga of Lord Shiva in Mammiyur. Coming to the raga, Todi is the 8th Melakarta raga and also the 2nd raga of the chakra Netra. In the Dikshita school of music, it is called Janatodi. It is a Sampurna raga with all the 7 notes. The scale is Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa. The placement of the notes is Shadjam, Shuddha Rishabham, Sadharana Gandharam, Shuddha Madhyamam, Shuddha Daivatam and Kaishiki Nishadam. Let's explore the Kriti. Tadari
Shoka Moha பத்மாவதாரணம் பாகசாயநாதி மீனோதரணம் ஜன பரி பாலம் 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 ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணம் பஜமானஸ சங்கச்சக்ரகத பத்மவனமாலம் சங்கச்சக்ரகத பத்மவனமாலம் வேணுகானலோலம் கிருபாலவாலம் வேணுகானலோலம் கிருபாலவாலம் பங்கஜாசனாதிதேவமகிதம் ஸ்ரீகுரு குகவிஹிதம் ரமாசகிதம் பங்கஜாசனாதிதேவமகிதம் ஸ்ரீகுரு குகவிஹிதம் ரமாசகிதம் பங்கஜதளநயனோவட்டசயனோ குரோபவனபுராதியேஷம் லோகேஷம் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணம் பஜமானஸஸததம் ஜனபரி பாலம் 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 ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணம் பஜமானஸஸததம்
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Shri Krishnam Bhajamanasa Satatam Shritajana Paripalam Gopalam Balam. Meaning, I instruct my mind to worship Lord Krishna, who is the protector of the cowherd. The word Gopala dually refers to the protector of the cowherd and also the protector of the universe, where Go of Gopala refers to the universe and Pala means protector. Anupallavi, Paka, Shasana, Adi, Vinuta, Charanam, Shoka, Moha, Bhaya, Haranam, Bhava, Taranam. Lord Guruvayurappan, whose feet have been glorified by Indradeva, who had killed the demon Paka and other asuras, destroys depression, fantasies and distress and enables his devotees to cross the karmic bondage to attain liberation. Charanam, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Vanamalam, Venugana, Lolam, Kripala, Valam. Meaning, Lord Narayana, who has the Sudarshana Chakra, club, lotus and the garland of flowers, plays the Venugana from his divine flute and pours mercy to all his devotees. Kangana, Keyura, Makuta, Mandita, Kamaniya, Kanakamaya, Chelam. He is decorated with bracelets, ornaments and a golden crown and wears a yellow garment. In the Dhyana Shloka of Narayaniyam by Melpathur Narayana Bhattadri, Pitambaram, Karavirajita, Shang Chakra Kaumodakam, Sarasijam, Karuna Samudram, Radha Sahayam, Atisundara Mandahasam, Vatalayesham, Anisham Kridibhavayame. The beauty of Guruvayurappan is mentioned amazingly, which states that I worship Lord of Guruvayur, who is bejeweled with ornaments, golden crown, and wears yellow garments, holds Shankh, the conch, Sudarshana Chakra, and the club called Kaumodaki, and decorated with garland of tulsi leaves, and who is dearest to Radha, pours mercy to all his devotees. Pankaja Asanadi Deva Mahitam Sri Guru Guha Vinutam Rama Sahitam Pankaja Dala Nayanam Vata Shayanam Guru Pavana Puradisham Lokesham. Guruvayurappan, who is worshipped by Brahma seated on lotus flower and the other celestial bodies in the Varaha Kalpa, who is dear and maternal uncle of Lord Kartikeya, has a company of Goddess Lakshmi, referred to as Rama. Here the word Guru Guha refers to Lord Kartikeya when we look into the lyrical meaning, but at the same time denotes a signature or mudra of Dikshitar. Guruvayurappan, who has the eyes like the lotus petals and is seated under the banyan tree, is the Lord of Guruvayur and the protector of the universe. Such a beautiful composition indeed, isn't it? In the first Dashakam of Narayaniyam, the stanzas describe the original Swarupa or the nature of the Lord of Guruvayur. The first Shloka of the Dashakam gives the complete form of the Bhagavan.
Sandranandhavabhodatmakam anupamitam kaladeshavadhibhya nirmuktam nityamuktam nigamashatasahasrena nirbhasyamanam. Aspashtam drishtamatre punaruru purushartatmakam brahma tattvam tattavad bhati sakshat guru pavana pure hanta bhagyam janana.
The meaning of the shlokam is, the Lord of Guruvayur is the Brahma Tattva, the eternal truth, and he is the nature of true consciousness. Though the concept is the ultimate truth, it is not easy to grasp as we have been swimming in the false nature of the world, which results in the bondage of karma. The significance nature of permanent happiness, protection, and freedom from all the misconceptions have not been described in Vedas, but this can be achieved through devotion by the devotees of the Lord of Guruvayur. Such people are said to be fortunate to find solace from the problems of Kali Yuga. I want to share with you all some interesting story on the origin of Guruvayur temple. The temple of Guruvayur was constructed by the Pandya king, who was destined to die on a specific day from the bite of a snake as predicted by the palace astrologer. He was being advised to worship the Lord of Guruvayur to save him from sudden death. The Pandya king spent years worshipping the Lord and realized that the time of his death had passed. He asked his astrologer after coming back to the palace regarding his prediction. The astrologer showed a mark on the king's foot referring to the snake's bite. The king realized that the Lord had saved him from his fate, because of which he did not feel the bite. The king then constructed the temple of Guruvayur as a form of gratitude and also arranged funds for the daily rituals. The temple we have now is the one that the king built in the 17th century. The temple gate towers, or the gopurams, are in the east and west direction, where the eastern gate tower has been inscribed as Guru Pavanapura, referring to the town Guruvayur. With such an amazing story, we come to the end of the 8th episode. Stay tuned to Ragatri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Meet you all in the next episode with another beautiful composition. Until then, goodbye.